Sechtes Gittin, Daf Samach Dalet, two lines in the bottom of Daf Samach Gimel Rebbe is at the new Mishnah, and we were discussing the dinim of Shliach LaKabbalah and Shliach LaIlocha, and as we mentioned, a woman can make a Shliach LaKabbalah, and a man can make a Shliach LaIlocha. And our Mishnah now tells us one of the nafkaminas between a Shliach LaKabbalah and Shliach LaIlocha, as a Isha She'amar is Kabbali Gita, if Rachel appoints a Shliach LaKabbalah to go and accept her get from her husband, Tzricha Shtei Kita Edim, she is required to have two sets of Edim, Shnaim Sha'im Fineinu Amra, two Edim will testify that she was in front of us when she appointed this Shliach to go and be Mekabla Get, Ushnaim Sha'imim, and then two other Edim will come and say, Befinenu Kiba Vekara, that in front of us, this Shliach was Mekabla Get, and he ripped it up. And the Gemara will explain why the Shliach Kabbalah will rip up the Get. And the Mishnah continues that although in the ratio of the Mishnah it seemed that you have to have four separate Edim, and you have to have two separate peers, however, Afilo Heina Rishenim Vehina Achreinim, even if you have only two Edim, and they are the same people that testify that Befinenu Amra, they also testify, but for Nenu Kibbal Vikara, that would also suffice. And we continue at Daf Samach Dalman Aleph, or Echem and Rishonim, the Echem and Achreinim, or if Reuven testified, but for Nenu Amra, and Shimon testified, but for Nenu Kibbal Vikara, and the Echem and Starvimar, and then Levi comes and testifies together with Reuven, but for Nenu Amra, and he also testifies together with Shimon, that but for Nenu Kibbal Vikara, so even though you don't have two separate distinct sets of Edim, this would suffice. And the third Taisis on Daf Samach Gilon Beis, Taisis points out, Vim Taima Maya Filu, Chayr, why does the Mishnah seem to be saying this is a greater chiddush. Adrabba, hachi adar tvei d'loy havi chasidava. And l'chayr, by having one set of edim that says b'fenenu amra and also says b'fenenu kibbal v'kara, l'chayr that should be better. It's not chasidava as if you have two separate sets of edim, and l'chayr that should be worse as they're not testifying as to the entire story and to the entire shlichus. And Taisa's answers v'yesh leima mishum de'bekab achas doim l'sheka, that if you only have one set of edim, it actually seems that they're lying. The hechem isrami sheyu b'shas emir b'shas kabbalah. L'chayr the only reason why this woman would tell someone to be a Shliach Kabbalah is because her husband is not there, and therefore it doesn't make sense that these Edim should be at the place where the wife was, and they happen to be in the same city as where the husband is and where he's giving you the get to the Shliach Kabbalah. The Gabi get Havalon Lamecha Shem Mesuchat Meisha, and maybe we should have a chash that maybe the wife hired these two Edim in order to testify that she created the Shliach Kabbalah, even though potentially this wasn't true. And Tais points out that this is a chash that the Gemara has on Daf Samach Zayin and Aleph. Then Tais continues and says that is a chiddush of Afilu, and as Taisa says, and then the last case of the Mishnah is Echem and Rishayin, Echem and Achreinim, Echem and Starvimon, and Afilu Lo Isiyachid Leichashin and Shem Sechatoi, that even though it is only one aid that was the same in both of these pairs, we're not chayshish that maybe she hired that one aid. And the Gemara begins Itma. We learn Baloim Lepekodin. If a shliach has a get, and the husband says the reason why the shliach has the get is because I gave it to him to hold for me, but I didn't give it to him in order to bring to my wife as a shliach leilacha, and I didn't give it to him as a shliach kabbalah either. And this third party says that I actually received this from you, Mitaris Gerishin, and your wife made me a Shliach Kabbalah, and therefore the moment I received the get from you, your wife was already divorced. Me Neman, who will be believed in this case? And the Gemara tells us, Machlek is between Rav Huna and Rav Chista, Rav Huna Omar Bal Neman, Rav Huna states that the husband is Neman, and therefore it's not considered a valid get. Rav Chista Omar Shalosh Neman, Rav Chista says the Shalosh is Neman, and therefore we believe that he is actually Shliach Kabbalah, and therefore the get was valid. And Rashi adds in a very important fact for Ish Ve'isha Yacha Be'ir, and both the husband and wife are together in this city. So the Gemara now explains machlikas between Rav Huna and Rav Chista. Rav Huna Amar Bal Neman. Rav Huna says that the husband is Neman and it's not a get. Dem Isa L'Gerishin Yavin Ele. Because if it's true that the husband really gave this get to the Sholish Miteris Gerishin, then he wouldn't have given it to the Sholish. L'Didah Haviyav L'Nala. He would have given it directly to his wife, since his wife was in his city. And the Gemara explains Rav Chista Shita, Rav Chista Amar Sholish Neman, that we believe the Sholish Dahimne as L'Maisa. Certainly the husband gave this get to the Shalish, and that's not something that he's arguing about, as he agrees, I gave it to you, just as he says, I gave it to you, Mitaris Pekodin, and not Mitaris Gerishin. And since Reuven delivered the get to the Shalish, therefore he was Megala, that I will leave the Shalish, no matter what the outcome will be. And we will see a bit later that Rashi will explain that the reason why the Shalish is Neman, because since he had the get in his hand, so therefore the Shalish has a Migui, because really he could say, I really could have just delivered it to your wife, and then you wouldn't have been able to taina that you didn't give it to me, Beteris Girishin, and therefore the Sholosh is Neman to say that I acted as a Shliach Kabbalah, and that I know that when you gave me the get, you gave it to me, Beteris Girishin. And Taisus at the bottom of the Daf Samach Gimel Beis points out when the Sholosh Imel Girishin, Piris Sha'imel Shahi Shliach Kabbalah, as we explained that the Sholosh said, I was a Shliach Kabbalah for your wife Rachel, Umayu Kashi Shnaim Shemi'idah Befneinu Umrah, the Shavisa Isha Shliach Kabbalah, Kithlam Masisin. Certainly, there is no question that there were two Edim that testified that we were there when Rachel was Mamana, this person, as a Shliach Kabbalah. And L'chari, we would have to say that there were also two Edim that said, B'fenenu Kibel, that we saw that this Shliach Kabbalah received this get from Reuven. However, they didn't necessarily know if Reuven gave it to the Shliach Kabbalah, B'teris Gerishin, or B'teris Pekodin. Now, Gemara continues, Mas Rab Abba. Rab Abba will now ask a question on Rav Huna and bring a riot to Rav Chista that we have a brisa that states, Hodos Baldin Kamei Edim Dami. And then the brisa tells us, V'sholish Nema Mishneim, that a Sholish will be Neman over both of the parties. And the brisa explains, Ketzad, what is the case? Zeri Mekach, V'zeri Mekach. If Reuven says that I gave $1,000 to a Sholish, B'teris Pekodin, and Shimon says that when Reuven gave this money to the Sholish, he gave it to the Sholish in order that the Sholish should acquire it for me as Zachal Adam Shaloi Befanov. And the brisa clearly says, Sholish Neman, that the Sholish would be believed. And L'chari, in our case also, Rav Chista is correct that the Sholish should be Neman. And the Gemara answers, Shani Mamin, the Siav L'Mechila, that even Rav Huna would agree to the din of this brisa because L'maisa would talk about Mamanis. And in the game of Mamanis, the concept of Mechila could work. And therefore, we say that when Reuven gave over the $1,000 to the Sholish, he gave the power to the Sholish, and he was Mechila any outcome. And even if the Sholish actually lies and he says that you gave it to me, Mitayri Sechia, for Shimon, he will be believed. Mash Inkin, if the Sholish is lying by a get, then certainly the get is invalid, as the concept of Mechila is not relevant to Issa V'heta. And for example, if the husband is telling the truth and he never delivered the get to the Sholish, Mitayri's get, and he only gave it to him as Bekodin, then certainly even if the Sholish claims that he got it, Mitayri's get, it won't be a valid get, as the concept of Mechila is not applicable B'negei Issa V'heta. However, of course, we have to understand Rav Chista holds that the Sholish is Neman, even B'negei get, and that's as we said before, because Rav Chista holds that the Sholish has a migul. The Gemara continues, V'atanya V'chein L'gitin, that we learned in the Braisa that so is the din B'negei get, and therefore we see that this din, that the Sholish is Neman, is applicable even B'negei Issa V'heta, and even B'negei get. And the Gemara responds, Gitei Mamin, that when it says V'chein L'gitin in the Braisa, it's not talking about a get Isha, it's talking about a get Mamin, and as we said on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the standard term Gitin is not only referring to get Isha, it's also referring to regular Shtar Mamin. And therefore, when the Braisa stated V'chein L'gitin, it means that if they had a question as to a Shtar and there's a Sholish, then we would believe the Sholish as to what occurred. And the Gemara continues that how can you say when it said V'chein L'gitin, it's referring to Gitei Mamin, V'tanya, but the Braisa also states V'chein L'shtaris. And since the Braisa talks about Shtaris and also talks about Gitin, it must be when it says Shtaris, it's talking about Shtari Mamin, and when it talks about Gitin, it's talking about Gitin Nashim. And therefore, we see it. This Braisa says that Sholish is Neman even by Gitei Nashim. And L'chir, once again, it's a riot to Rav Chista and a question to Rav Huna. And the Gemara answers, Midi Gabi Hadadi Tanya, even though it's true that we have a Braisa that states V'chein L'gitin, and we also have another Braisa that states V'chein L'shtaris, they're not in the same Braisa. And therefore, when the Braisa that states V'chein L'shtaris, certainly that's talking about Shtari Mamin, and when the Braisa states V'chein L'gitin, that Braisa is also talking about Gitei Mamin, and that Braisa just calls it Gitin and it doesn't call it Shtaris. And the Gemara continues, Tanam, we learned in our Mishnah, Ha'ishish Amr is Gabali Gitei, if a woman says to a Shliach, accept for me a get, and the Shliach goes and accepts a get, and he said that I received the get from Reuven, even though the Sholish already said that he received the get from Reuven, still the Mishnah taught us that Tzricha Shtei Kitei Edim, that there's a requirement for two pairs of Edim, Shnayim Sha'imu B'fenenu Amra, U'Shnayim Sha'imu B'fenenu Kibul V'kara. And based on this Mishnah, the Gemara now asks a question of Chista, who said the Sholish is Neman, V'amai, why does the Mishnah state that you need these four Edim, Lehemni L'Sholish, L'Chay, we should believe the Sholish, and the Sholish said that I received the get from Reuven, and he gave it to me, B'teris Gitin, and L'Chay, you shouldn't need any Edim. And the Gemara responds that according to Rav Huna, the only way that a Shliach has an Amanis and the Sholish is Neman is only when the Sholish still has a valid get, and he would be able to have a Migo, and he would be able to say that I really could give this get to Rachel, and I wouldn't even have it, and then you wouldn't be able to make this Taina. However, Rav Huna's din is not applicable to our Mishnah, because in our Mishnah, we said that the second pair of Edim say that we saw Reuven give the get to the Sholish, and the Sholish ripped up the get, and therefore, as the Gemara says, at this point, the Sholish doesn't have the get any longer, because it's already ripped up, and therefore, certainly, the Sholish doesn't have a migui, as he can't say that I would give this get to Rachel, as the get is no longer valid, since it's already been ripped up. And as Rashi says, it was already ripped up. The ripped pieces are in front of us. However, the only way that the Sholish could be believed is only based on a migui. But now that this get was already ripped up, so he doesn't have an ability to deliver it to our hands, and therefore the Sholish is no longer Neman, and that's why Mishnah stated that you need two sets of Edim. You need Shayim Shayim B'fneinu Amra and Shayim Shayim B'fneinu Kibul V'kara. And the Gemara continues, Tenech Amra, this is very good. Why you don't need two Edim to say that we were there when Rachel appointed this Shalosh as her Shliach. And as we said, since the get is already ripped up, therefore the Shalosh doesn't have an Amanis. However, Kibbul Amli, why do you also need two Adim to say that we were there when the Shalosh accepted this get from Reuven? If L'chari, at this point, we see that the pieces of the get are in the Shalosh's hand, and therefore he should be Neman, at least on the Kabbalah side, and we shouldn't need two Adim to say, but Fenenu Kibbul Vakara. The Gemara answers, Amr Rav states, Enechinami, really you don't need those two Adim in order to testify that he accepted and he received the get. Hamani Rabbi Lezi, and the reason why Mishnah stated that you need two Adim to say that Befenenu Kibbul Vakara is because our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Lezi, the Amma Adim Masirikati, who holds that Adim Masirikati, and therefore any time that the husband delivers a get to his wife, he has to have Adim Masira, and even Luchira, if there were already Adim Chasima. And the point of the Gemara is that Enechinami, the Sholish would have been Neman that he received this get from Reuven. However, to effectuate the get, we require Adim Masira that the get was given from Reuven to the Shliach, as otherwise you don't have Adim Masira, and the get would not be Chal. And the Gemara continues and asks a question on the Mishnah that why do we need two Adim to say, Befenenu Kibbul Vakara, and why is it that the Shliach LeKabbalah actually ripped up this get? And the Gemara explains, Amr Rabbi Huda, Amr Rav, Shasak Zerish Shano, our Mishnah was talking about a time when it was a Gzeira on Klal Yisrael not to perform mitzvahs, and therefore the moment that they received the get, they would rip it up in order that people shouldn't catch that they were actually performing mitzvahs, and they were still having marriages, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. And the Gemara continues, Amr Rav, Rav states, Moed Rav Huna, Rav Huna that said that the husband is Neman, he would be Moed to Rav Chista, that the Shalosh would be Neman, the Amr E, if Rachel would say, L'didi Amli Shalosh, that the Shalosh actually told me, L'Gerishin Yavin Ele, that Reuven gave this get to me, Meteris Gerishin, Mehemna, then we believe the wife, and we would not believe the husband. The Gemara Yes on Rabba, that L'chayud is not sensible, as me Mi'ikamidi, the Shalosh Gufi Loi Mehemin, could it be that there's a din, where the Shalosh himself would get up and say, that I received this get from Reuven, and he gave it to me, Meteris Gerishin, that we said that he's not Neman, as the Baal is Neman, according to Rav Huna, V'i Mehemna, and all of a sudden, this woman will be Neman, based on the facts that she learned from the Shalosh. And based on this question, Rabba changes the pshat, and he says, Ella, the case where Rav Huna would be Moida to Rav Chista, and the Baal would not be Neman, and we believe the wife, that would be in a scenario, that if Rachel says that I was there at the time that Reuven actually delivered the get to the Shalosh, and I know that he gave it to him, Beteris Gerishin, then the wife would believe, and the reason why Rachel will be believed in this case is, that if she wanted, she could have said that my husband gave this get directly to me, and in that case, she would be believed. And the Gemara continues with another case, Baal Amal Gerishin, if the husband says that I gave this get to the Shliach as a Shliach Leilacha, the Shlish Amal Gerishin, and the Shalosh also agrees that I received this get as a Shliach Leilacha, and I already brought the get to your wife, and I gave it to your wife, the Yay Meris, and Rachel says, Nasli V'Avad, that the Shliach actually gave me the get, but I lost it, and I don't have the get any longer. Amar Bechron, have a Davish Be'Ever, but in Davish Be'Ever, Pachs Mishtayim, since it's a Davish Be'Ever, therefore we can't believe anyone, and the get is not considered a valid get. And the Gemara asks, V'Amai, Bilhemne L'Sholish, since Rav Chista just said that we believe the Sholish, why don't we believe the Sholish in this case? And we should say that we know that he received the get, Miteris Gerishin, from the husband, and he was a Shliach Leilacha, and he also said that I already gave it to your wife, and therefore the get should be valid. And the Gemara says, Mi Kanafakita Metusi Adi Lohemne, in this case, since the Sholish no longer has this get, therefore the Migu that we mentioned before is no longer applicable, as the Sholish can't say that if I want, I could go and give this get to your wife right now. Therefore, even Rav Chista would agree that the Sholish is not Neman. And the Gemara continues, and he asks, Lohemne Labal, why don't we believe the husband? The Amr Abchir Ba'ovin Amr Abichlan Baal Sha'ama Gerashis Ishtri Neman, that if a husband says, I divorced my wife, he is Neman, and Rashi says, Demali Lishaka, that there's no reason for him to have to lie, as Hare Biyad Lagasha, if he wants to go and divorce her right now, he could do so, and he can even do so Bal Kocha, and since her husband is Neman to say, I divorced my wife, so over here also, Reuven should be Neman, that I gave the get to the Shalish, B'tayr Shlichas Leilacha, and I gave it to him, B'tayr Gerishin, and the Gemara answers, that in a Chanami, we may believe that the husband is correct, that he gave it to him, B'tayr Gerishin, but Mikam Gerashti, he didn't say that I actually divorced my wife, he only claimed that I gave this get to the Shalish in order that the Shalish should go and deliver it to the wife, and since he doesn't have a idea if the Shalish actually went through and delivered the get to his wife, therefore certainly the husband isn't even claiming that I divorced my wife, and therefore of course the get is not going to be valid. The Gemara continues that since we just said that really the husband is Neman, that he actually made this Shalish into his Shliach Lahilacha, and the only problem is that we don't know if the Shliach actually brought the get to his wife, Lachari, at this point it should be a valid get, because B'leim Chazaka Shliach HaShishluchusai, there should be a Chazaka, that Shliach always goes ahead and performs the Shlichus. Since we definitely believe Reuven that he appointed the Shalish as his Shliach Leilacha, as regarding the din of a Shliach Leilacha, there is no din that you need to aid him to actually be there at the time that he appoints him as a Shliach Leilacha, and therefore, why isn't this get going to be valid? The Amar Bitzchak, and how do we know there's a concept of Chazaka Shliach Eishluchusai? Because Rabbi Bitzchak taught us, Oim Lishluchai, if Reuven says to Shliach, Tzei Mekadosh Shli Ishestam, go and find an appropriate woman for me, and be Mekadosh Har, Umei Shluchai, and his Shliach dies prior to coming back and reporting which woman he actually was Mekadosh for him, or if he actually went ahead and was Mekadosh any woman, also B'chol HaNashim Shmoilam, so Reuven at this point will be also to all women in the world, Chazaka Shliach Eishluchusai, since the Chazaka that Shliach must have gone ahead and done the Shlichus, and therefore, as Rashi says, that any time Reuven wants to marry a woman, we would have to be choshesh shemazu kravusu sasa shekidush leshluchi. Maybe this woman that he wants to marry is actually a kerev of the arusa that his shliach was mekadosh for him. And as Rashi says, the only way that Reuven will ever be able to get married is elim kin chazah shluchi leimeloi, only if the shliach actually comes back and reports back to Reuven that this is the woman that I was actually mekadosh for you, or he reports back to loy kadash lecha shem isha that it wasn't mekadosh any woman for you. And although it is not the ikkar part of our sugya, however, I in the bottom Tesis says every single woman in the world should be also to every other man in the world, because maybe this is the woman that the shliach was mekadosh, and maybe she's an eishishish. Then Eastern and Iskacha, the Tesis explains, because if she would be mekudeshes, then loy haisachizeres meskadeshes, that she herself wouldn't go and get remarried to another man. However, Reuven is also to get married, and Tezis says that even all the kravis of a person who wants to get married will come and say that she was not one that was mekudeshes to Reuven. Therefore, this new woman that Reuven wants to marry seems to be in the clear, as he definitely wasn't married to any of her relatives. However, Tezis says that we're not going to be seimech on just the dibur of her relatives. And even though previously Tezis said no other man has to be choshesh that maybe the woman that marrying is actually an eishishish and is actually the woman that was engaged to Reuven, Tezis says because we're relying on the woman, since she wouldn't go and get remarried. However, that was not Bediba Ba'almo, that was actually with the Maisa, as she went and actually got remarried. Taisus continues, in Taima, Yisemek Tana Tiyas L'Chadam L'Chayra, every Yisemek Tana should be also to every person, Shema Via Kitchel Zeh HaShliach. And since her father has the opportunity to be Mekadeshar, and he doesn't have to tell her, therefore it's possible that her father was Mekadeshar to Reuven, and really she's an Eishishish. And based on this issue, Taisus explains that the Pshan Rabbi Yitzchak is the Knosa Ba'almo to Kansinle, Shetziva L'Kadesh Tam, that really then, even though there's a chazaka shliach eishluchusai, but the Maisa certainly Reuven can rely and arrive and say that these kravim are not relatives of the woman that potentially the shliach was mekadosh. And the only reason Rabbi Yitzchak said that he's also to get married to any woman in the world is as a knas, because he went ahead and he told the shliach to go and be mekadosh for him some woman in the world. And since he did something that Rabbanim weren't happy with, therefore they knas him and they said you won't be able to get married to any other woman. As we mentioned, Reuven can really go and get married to any woman in the world lahalacha, as really we should go based on Rav. And number two, Taisa says the in zeh chazaka gumura, that this chazaka of shliach eishluchusai is not really a valid chazaka in this case, as in this scenario he doesn't have the ability to go and just be mekadosh any woman, as certainly the woman would have to be misratza and would have to be happy to get married to Reuven. Since the shlichus wasn't completely in the hands of the shliach, therefore the chazaka of shliach eishluchusai doesn't apply in this case. However, Taisa says that certainly it must be that we hold shliach eishluchusai, as if we wouldn't hold that way, then Rabbi Yitzchak wouldn't have said as then that we would actually say that this person has a knas and he would be also b'chol nashim sheba olam. And we continue on daf samach dalam beis, and the Gemara answers how do mila l'chumra, that the only time that Rabbi Yitzchak said is din and we say chazaka shliach eishluchusai is only l'chumra, and that is why once the shliach dies then Reuven will be also b'chol nashim sheba olam. However, abul kul aloi, but over here we're trying to be mapped to this woman to go and get married l'shuk and not to be an eishishish. Certainly, just based on a chazaka of shliach eishluchusai, we won't say that she's not an eishishish, and therefore we can't believe that the shlichus actually was done. And the Gemara continues and goes back to our case where the husband said, I gave the shliach this get as a shliach leilacha. The shol agreed that I received this as a shliach leilacha. I delivered to Rachel. V'hiyay meres nasli v'oved. And Rachel said, I received the get. However, I lost it. And Rabbi Yechon said, I have a davish be'ever, ve'in davish be'ever, pachz mishtayim. And the Gemara asks, v'lehen l'lididah, m'drav hu menuna, l'chayr, we should believe Rachel, based on the din of Rav Menuna, d'an Rav Menuna, ha'ish sh'amal l'bay l'gerish tani, nemanis. If a woman says directly to her husband that you divorced me, then she'll be neman. Chazaka, ein ishim is a chazaka that a woman not have a chutzpah to say in front of a husband that you divorced me when he really didn't divorce her. And since Rachel said this in front of Reuven, so l'chayr she should be believed. And the Gemara answers, hani mila heich lekad kamisayla, that is only if no one is being misayla and she's going against the husband. So for example, if the husband said, I never gave you a get, and the woman said that you did give me a get, then potentially she would believe. Meila, Beizu Meiza. But over here, where the husband said, I sent to get, where the shalosh said, I brought the get, and now the woman just has to go along with the flow and say that I received the get, then certainly we won't believe her, as certainly she would have the chutzpah to say this in front of her husband, as her husband, as well as the shalosh, are agreeing with her. We continue with the new Mishnah, Nair Murasa, Hiva Via Mekamalis Gita. We know that a father can be Mekabal Kedushin for his daughter who's a Ketana or a Naira, and he can also accept a get for his daughter that's a Ketana or a Naira, based on a Hekesh of Yatzav Ha'isa. And now the Mishnah tells us that when there's a Nair Murasa, not only could a father accept a Gerishin, but she could also accept a Gerishin because Lemaisa, she's considered a Gedela, and she has a Yat to be Mekabal Gerishin. And keep in mind that a Mishnah is Meduik when it says Nair Murasa, as if this Naira would be Nesua, then certainly her father doesn't have a right to be Mekabal Get any longer. Rashi states, Benigir Nair Murasa, that even though her father is able to be Mekabal Get, Mikal Mokom Yadi Dok, the Kaima Kaima, Lemaisa, her Yad is still valid, her Gedela, because she's a Gedela, Vim Hoisi Yasema, and if she would be Yasema and she didn't have a father, Him Havas Atma, she could actually be Mekadish herself, Him Mekabel Saskita, and she could be Mekabal her own Get, the Hashtanami Leishna. Therefore, even though her father could be Mekabal Get, that doesn't minimize her Yad, and she still has the ability to be Mekabal Get by herself, and as Rashi says, Oyhi, Oyavia, either she could be Mekabal Get or her father, and you don't need both. And the Mishnah continues, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda argues on Tanakama. He says, regarding a Naim Rasa, Ein Shtei Yadayim Zeches Ka'achas, that since the father has a right to be Mekabal Get, therefore she does not have a Yad to be Mekabal on Get, Elavia Mekabal's Gita Bavad, and during the period that she's in Naira Hamurasa, her father is the only one that could accept her Get. And the Mishnah continues, V'chol She'eni Yechoy Lishma's Gita, and if there's a Ktano who can't guard her Get, Eini Yechoy Lishkarish, so there would be no way to be Megarish that Ktano. And Rashi in the Gemara states that not only would the Ktano not be able to accept her own Get, even if her father accepts the Get from her husband, it would not be a valid Get. Such a Ktano is not a Bas Gerishin, as the Pasuk says, V'shilchum Beisai. The only way that a Get could work is only for a person, Mishim Meshachah Ve'eini Chizeres, to someone that you send away and she doesn't come back. Yatzuzu, however, this Ktano, Shemeshach V'chizeres, since if you send her away, she will still come back. Therefore, even if her father accepts her Get, it would not be a valid Get. And the Gemara begins, but Micah Mifkli, what is the basis for Machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda? And the Gemara says, Rabbanan Savri, Tanakam holds, Yadi Sirasa Zachar Rachmana, even though while she's a Ktana, her father was the only one that could accept her Get for her. However, now that she's in Naira, the Torah gave her an extra Yad and said that she could also accept her Get. However, Rabbi Yehuda Savra, Rabbi Yehuda argued in Tanakam and he holds, B'mokam Aviyah, Yadi Lo, Lav Klomi, that just like Benigay Ktana, that Ktana cannot accept her own Get while her father's around. And even so, if her father dies, the din is that Ktana can accept the Get. So the same story applies to Naira, that at the point that a woman's in Naira Murasa, her father could accept her Get, and at that point, she cannot accept her Get by herself. And Eina Chanami, if her father would actually die, then the Naira Murasa could accept her own Get. Well, the Maisa, as Rashi says, that at the time that her husband is alive, the Lagami Ukmer Achmana Birshusei, Kol Yimei Nairis, Elim Ki Niseis. And the Gemara continues that we said at the end of the Mishnah, the Chol She'ini Yechoy Lishma Esgita, Eini Yechoy Lizgarish. And the Gemara brings a Braisa, Tanar Abana, Ktana Yedas Lishma Esgita Miskereshes, that if there's a Ktana that knows how to guard her Get, then she could be Mugureshes and her father could accept a Get for her. And if her father dies, then if she's at that age, she could also accept a Get from her husband. However, if there's a Ktana that doesn't know how to guard her Get, then in Miskereshes, and even if her father accepts the Get for her, she would not be Mugureshes. And Ayin Taisus, who argues on this Pshat of Rashi, and the Gemara continues, and what is considered a Ktana that knows how to guard her Get, and therefore a Get would be valid, any Ktana that could guard her Get together with something else. And the Gemara asks, my comma, what does that mean? And Amr Rabbi Yechon explains the Braisa, Hachi comma, Kol Shemer Shemer is Dova Acha Mach Mezgita. And as Rashi explains, Shem of the Gita, if she loses her Get, Mishamer is Dova Acha, Sheinu Daimeloi, she will go and guard something else that's not even similar to that Get, Visvur Shi Gita, she will think that that is her Get. So Maskar of Hunu Bamanoyach, Hashayta Baalmi, how can you say that that's a case where she's going to be a Ketana Yadas Lish Mezgita and a Get would be valid if Lachir, in that case, we show that she's actually a Shaita and she's a fool thinking that this other piece of paper or this other item is her Get, if of course it's not even close to being her Get. As Rashi says, that certainly the Get is not valid because Ve'in L'chom Mishalechas V'chezeres Yaisim Emeno the Mulei Ketani Shemer Shemer Shtar Acha Mechlal B'lav Shtaru, that's not even a document El Midilei Domilei, that was something that wasn't even similar to the Get. Based on this question, the Gemara states Elamar Avhunu B'Amenoyach Mishmed Rav Acha B'Ed Rav Ika Kol Shem Avchenes Ben Gita L'Dav Acha. When the Braisa states that Ketana Yadas Lishma Eskita is Miskereshes, is referring to a Ketana that is able to discern the difference between her Get and some other item, and since he knows the difference, therefore we consider her to be Mishalechas Ve'ein Chizeres. And the Gemara continues to discuss a case of Kenyan. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Rabbi Asi, Tzara V'Zerikari, if someone gives a rock or a pebble to a cotton and he throws it away, Eges V'Neitel, Nafle, but if they give the same katan a nut, he knows to keep it, Zoich La'atzmai Ve'in Zoich La'chem, then at least regarding himself, he's considered a badass and he can be koina. However, he can't be koina and he can't be Zoich for others. However, Chayfetz Machzir Al-Achashar, if Reuven gives a katan a Chayfetz and he tells him, I'm going to want it back in a few hours, and then afterwards he comes back to the katan and says, give me back that item, and the katan understands that he only had a L'shar and he gives it back to him, Zoich Bein La'atzmai Bein La'chem, that takes a higher level of understanding, and at that point, not only could be Zoich for himself, but the katan could even be Zoich for others, at least as Rashi says, on Drabon Dika level. And Ayin Taisis, who clearly learns that our sugya holds that a katan can be Zoich even on Drabon Dika level, and Taisis explains that this is different than the case of Metzir's Chereshet V'katan that we said that the only reason why the Koino is Mepay Daki Sholem, as over there was no Das Achim that was being makled to them, as it was a Hefker and it was a Metzir. However, over here, since it's Das Achim that's being makled to them, therefore, as long as the katan has some sort of understanding, then the din is that even Midiraiso, he could be Koino an object. And the Gemara continues that this is what Rabbi Yehuda said over in the name of Asi. However, Kim Risa Kamei to Shmuel, when Rabbi Yehuda went and was Talmud by Shmuel, and he said over this member of Asi to Shmuel, Amali told me, David Da'achasi, that there's no difference between the cases, and both dinim are the same. And the Gemara asked, my David Da'achasi, what does Shmuel mean when he said both dinim are the same? And Rabbi Chista said, Echazah Vechazah, Zoich La'atzmai Ve'in Zoich La'chem. It doesn't make a difference if it's a case of Tzara V'Zerkai, Egez V'Neglai, or if the Kotan is even on a higher level and he takes the Chavitz Machzir La'achashah, then in both cases, the Kotan could only be Zoich La'atzmai and not be Zoich La'achem. The Gemara continues, Masar Rav Chinan Vadon, the Gemara will now ask a question on Shmuel from the following Mishnah in Masechtas Irvin, that the Mishnah says it's case of Mishtatu and Mavoi. As we know, Midrabanan, a person can't carry from one Chatzah to a Mavoi, as you might confuse it from carrying from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, and therefore when you have a bunch of Chatzeris that are together, they would make Shtufei Mavois, and they would place a bunch of wine in one of the Chatzeris, and therefore it would be considered that all the Chatzeris are living in this Chatzah, and that way they were able to carry from the Chatzeris into the Mavoi. Mishnah tells us that not every single person and every single Chatzah had to actually be Mishtatev with the Chavis of wine and had to give the actual wine. However, Menichas Chavis, one person could take a chavis of wine, but many could say, Harezul Chol Bnei HaMavui, I'll be makned to every single person in the Mavui, and therefore it would be considered like they all have a shufis in this wine, and that's the way the Shtifta of Mavois would work. And of course, if Reuven just says this and he doesn't make any kinyan, this would not work, and he needs a second party in order to be coined for the people in the Mavui, and therefore, Mizak Lehem, Ayidei Bnei Yubita Gdolim, he could even be Mizak the wine to the people of the Chatzeris through his son or daughter, who are Gdolim, Vayidei Abdev Shifchasi Ivrim, or through his Evid or his Shifcha who are Ivrim. And of course, the Shifcha that we're talking about over here is the Amavriya, and we know that the Amavriya can only be an Amavriya up until the point that she's in Naira. And of course, once an Amavriya becomes a Naira, V'yatzachinim in Kosev, and she goes out based on Simonim. And the Gemara says, Hai Shifcha Hechidami, what are we referring to when we're discussing this Shifcha? Ida Asi Shtei Sairis, my boy Gabe, if she already has Shtei Sairis, therefore she's a Gdaila, and what Shaychas does she have to being by this man? Elulav, it must be Dali Asi Shtei Sairis, that she's still a Ktana, Viktani Zeich La'chirim, and still we said that since she has enough das, so she could be zeicha for others, and l'chayr we see against Shmuel. And the Gemara answers, Shani Shtufim Voice to Rabbanon, that Shmuel will respond that since over here we're talking about Shtufim Voice to Rabbanon, therefore the Rabbanon were Mekel, and they said that even Ketana could be zeicha l'achirim, and she could be zeicha in the wine for the rest of the people in the Chatzeres. The Gemara continues that even though this Teretz helped Rav Chista, however, Rav Chista came and tried to help Vadoin, and he said, Ishtik Vadoin, Vadoin became mute, and he didn't ask another question, as my Havalei L'meima, L'maisa Vadon should have asked further and should have said that this Teretz doesn't suffice, as L'maisa we have a klal that called the Tikkun Rabbanon Ka'in Deraisa Tikkun, and since Midiraisa a Kodin cannot be Zeich L'Achirim, so L'Chir by Shtufim and Voice, this Amavriya who is a Ketana should not be able to be Zeich L'Achirim, and she should not be able to be kind of the wine for the people in the Chatzeres. And the Gemara continues, V'idach, however, Vadon did not ask this question, as Ki Amrinan called the Tikkun Rabbanon Ka'in Deraisa Tikkun, that when do we have a klal that called the Tikkun Rabbanon Ka'in Deraisa Tikkun, the Milsa the Isla Ikkum Alatera, for example, something that has some sort of a shayish min ha'tera. For example, when the Rabbanan made a takana basa eif b'cholav, so they made it similar to the din of basa b'cholav because the din of basa b'cholav has a shayish min deraisa. Avol milsa the lesla ikkum min ha'tera loy. However, since shtufa mevayis doesn't have any ikkum min ha'tera, and therefore the klal of kol tikkun Rabbanan ka'in deraisa tikkun doesn't apply, and that's why this amaria, even though she was a ktana, was able to be zeicha and koinu this wine for the rest of the people of the mavoi, and we will stop over here.